It's Wendy in for Bob Surratt this week. He will return on Monday. We go live now to Ukraine and Joseph Lindsley. Good morning to you, Joseph.
Wendy, good morning from Kyiv. Beautiful, warm summer day here. I'm overlooking one of the city's many golden domed churches. And, you know, Kyiv is such an energetic place. Wonderful parks, busy cafes, people before the war. I think one of the most innovative and interesting cities in the world, and you still see that today. I was just having great meetings with people working on making better drones, people working on how to better tell the story of Ukrainians in Washington, you know, in the West. And so it's such a dynamic, energetic city. But for many places throughout Ukraine through the night, it was once again a sleepless night. You know, the attacks, every attack is horrible, but we're seeing something. A new level of atrociousness. The Russians are now bombing what they can't have. For example, you know, the way the recent attacks on the city of Odessa, that pearl of the Black Sea, you know, Ukraine has proved its strength and sort of the righteousness of its cause. And so now we see the Russians kind of lashing out in what I think and what people here think is a sign of weakness from Moscow. In the night, they hit grain supply in the Odessa region. So that city of Odessa is a major port city. It's a beautiful city on the Black Sea. And the surrounding land to the southwest is called Bessarabia, a very poetic name. Many different tribes and cultures have crossed that land through history. It's home to flamingos, vineyards, marshes, and this town called Ishmael, as in like the first line of Moby Dick, call me Ishmael. That town was named for an Ottoman sultan. And it's a reminder of how long that land has been contested and fought over. That town of Ishmael is a port. It's the last port city on the European river called the Danube, that famous river that goes through Vienna and Budapest. And last night, the Russians hit grain facilities near that city of Ishmael on the Danube River. And people in Romania across the Danube River were filming those attacks. So Romania is not only part of the European Union, but it's also a NATO country. And, you know, we've seen that when the Russian missiles are not often very precise and very easily we could have a disaster with a missile hitting into NATO territory. But every night there are disasters here in Ukraine with these attacks. And just amazing that these recent attacks are specifically on the food supply. So it's grain that was meant to be shipped all over the world that's being destroyed. And to give you a picture of sort of the drama from last night, at about 10:13 in the evening, it was just before curfew. I was meeting with American and Ukrainian friends who are working on developing drone technology. And we had reports at 10:13 p.m. that these Iranian suicide drones had taken off from a Russian airfield deep within Russia. About 15 minutes later, we had reports of explosions in the eastern city of Kramatorsk. 11:12 p.m., explosions in the northern city of Sumy. And then at 12:54 a.m., reports of the S-300 missiles heading for the city of Zaporizhia. Meanwhile, people are tracking these Iranian suicide drones. By now, it seems that they're moving toward the shipbuilding city of Mykolaiv. And then we had, at about 1:20 in the morning, reports that over the waters of the Black Sea, there were four pairs of kamikaze drones, these Iranian suicide drones, heading toward Bessarabia, heading toward Ishmael. We had reports of unknown aerial vehicles over the Zaporizhia region. And then at 1:30 in the morning, this large group of Shahed drones entered into the mouth of the River Danube, moving toward Ishmael. And right about 1:45, the explosions were heard. That's when the Russians attacked the grain supply. But the night was not over. The night of terror was not over. Additional drones were heading toward the Odessa, closer to the city of Odessa, around 3:11 in the morning. 20 minutes later, there were explosions. Air defense was working. Of course, every time air defense works, that does mean Ukraine's supply of air defense is being depleted. So that is something always to remember. And we had all clear at about 4:53 in the morning. We did see plenty of destruction through the night. And then in Kharkiv at about 9 o'clock this morning, Kharkiv is, well, before the big war, it was the second biggest city in Ukraine, 30 miles or so from Russia. And at around 9 o'clock this morning, the city of Kharkiv was terrorized with these drones. And, you know, as I've described before, the drones move much slower than the missiles. And you can hear this horrifying lawnmower-like sound as it comes toward you. And Kharkiv had to deal with that at 9 o'clock this morning.
And how is it right now? Is it pretty quiet this afternoon?
It is. You know, and when I spoke with you yesterday, you could hear the air alarm going off. Every time there's an alarm, you immediately check your different sources. You text people. You look at different Telegram channels to see what the nature of the threat is. Yesterday, that was due to Russian training flights of Russian MiGs. Anytime those jets are in the air, the alarms are triggered throughout the country because they can carry the hypersonic missiles, which can only be stopped by the U.S. Patriot, American-made Patriot batteries. So it's calm here, it's always like, for example, this morning I had breakfast with a journalist from Odessa. He's a great character named Vladislav Davidson. He and his wife live in Paris and New York. But Odessa is their home, and he came back here. He'd been gone for a few months, and we were, having a conversation about the nature of the war. And then when I mentioned Odessa, all of a sudden he looked like he'd seen a ghost, and he looked like he was going to be sick. And he said, "You get used to talking about the war, and you can talk about, we all know how horrible all these attacks are, but when he thinks about the attacks on his home city, it feels different." And he said a few weeks ago that, the Russians hit, when they hit that cathedral in Odessa, they also hit the House of Scientists, a beautiful building from over a century ago, a symbol of Odessa's sort of philosophical and intellectual life. And they hit this beautiful historic building. And within it, and many people saw this photograph, there was a piano amid the rubble. And Vladislav Davidson said that, his sister used to play that piano. Mm-hmm. And just seeing that, it's weird. You can sort of find you can go along with your day and sort of make this, it's kind of normal, this war every single day. But I think everyone has those moments when you feel like you've seen a ghost and you say, how is this really possible? And so I witnessed that over that meeting this morning. And it's the same, when we think about, just destroying grain supply, we think of all the people that are starving in the world, and any country that would just send missiles, these pieces of metal, from Russia, sent to destroy food that people can eat. If anyone forgets who we're dealing with Russia, these are all reminders of what's at stake here.
Thank you for that update. It's terrible. You can go to UkrainianFreedomNews.com, also a YouTube channel as well, to check things out. Joseph, I hope the rest of the night is quiet for you.
And Wendy, could I mention quickly, if I don't mind, the big need Ukrainians need are drones. While they wait for fighter jets from America, they need drones. And my friend Max Burtsev in Kharkiv, his group called Voluntarskaya UA, they're trying to raise $25,000 for a Stryker drone to use in Donbass near Bakhmut to help take back territory. So if anyone wants to help this cause, UkrainianFreedomNews.com, PayPal option, because it's for a drone that will actually be used to strike the invaders. Max and his team would really appreciate that support at UkrainianFreedomNews.com.
And there's an Accelerate Victory button you can just click on and get more information. All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Joseph. Stay safe.
Thank you, Wendy. Until tomorrow.